think communication has been one of the great tools that we've used. In speaking with people, one of the messages that has been consistent for the past couple of years is that there has always been a misconception that we produce one product to export and another product to consume in the United States. And that's one of the things we've told them, that everything that we produce, we consume ourselves. Our families eat it. Our own residents of the country eat it in the GMO products. And we've been producing a lot of these products for over 20 years now with no proven adverse health effects, side effects, anything along that sign, or increased allergy reactions, anything along that sign. So that's one of the things that we try to convey to a lot of our importers of American soybeans is that we are all using the same product that we export to them within our own borders. And I think there is a good amount of, I think, education to go, of course, but I think another area that we try to emphasize is in all the countries involved in ISGA that Jim mentioned before, I think how it helps us with sustainability, with being able to maintain profitability during adverse market conditions and swings of the market. I think all of these factors are that you know help us to be more sustainable as soybean producers around the world, particularly in the United States. So those are two of the big messages I think we've tried to convey to people and to both the general public and any of the Chinese importers we've had the opportunity to talk with.